Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Wednesday, February 7th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. A vote for Mayorkas, a ruling against Trump, a report on the door, and a surge in Oakland. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, the media is calling this a stunning defeat against Republicans for failing to impeach the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Mayorkas. Four Republicans joined the Democrats. It was actually tied 215 to 215, and then one Republican went over to the no side. They're going to vote again, and this time with Steve Scalise. He was off yesterday because he was getting some cancer treatment, so he's going to vote yes, and Mayorkas will probably then be defeated. I talked to Congressman Tom McClintock from California. He's a no vote because he's a strict constitutionalist, and he says Mayorkas is awful and terrible and the worst head of Homeland Security ever, but he hasn't committed a high crime and misdemeanor. That's his argument. A federal appeals court, a three-member panel, ruled against Donald Trump. Trump claims that he has immunity from criminal prosecution based on January 6th because everything he did to the lead-up of that day was within his duty as president of the United States. Therefore, I'm immune from prosecution. And the appeals court said no. They said it would be a striking paradox if the president, who alone is vested with the constitutional duty to take care that the laws be faithfully executed, were the sole officer capable of defying those laws with impunity. Trump's claim is that first, a president would have to be convicted in the Senate before any criminal trial could take place. Two of the judges were appointed by Biden, one appointed by H.W. Bush. Remember the door that flew off the airplane on January 5th? Well, the NTSB issued their preliminary report. They said that the door, which landed in the backyard of some guy in Oregon, didn't have the bolts it needed. The bolts would have attached it to the fuselage. They were missing, so that's not going to work. They found a photo that was taken of the plane in September, more than a month before it was delivered to Alaska Air, and the bolts were missing. So it means the plane flew for a couple months before the door eventually flew off. And again, amazingly, it wasn't that high in the air, and no one was sitting in the window seat in that aisle. How could that be? In Oakland, crime is so bad. Robberies went up 38% last year. Burglaries up 23%. Motor vehicle theft up 44%. One in 30 Oakland residents had their car stolen last year. So the governor, Gavin Newsom, announced that he is deploying 120 California Highway Patrol to surround Oakland for a law enforcement surge, like it's Mosul or something. Gavin Newsom, in an election year, finally stepping up. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith, the great Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahm ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, President Biden says no to CBS. He will not do a Super Bowl pregame interview with the network, even though millions will be watching. CBS is perplexed. It has been exceedingly kind to the president and will continue to be because its corporate management is liberal. You have to look very hard to find a conservative presence at CBS. So Mr. Biden should be able to coast through a chat like that. But of course he cannot. He is mentally unpredictable, and his wife and advisors know it. All Americans should understand what is happening here, because it directly affects your well-being. The president of the United States is in mental decline, but his party and most of the press refuse to acknowledge it. This is off the chart dangerous. Compassionate people understand the problems that sometimes occur with aging. Only fools, would believe Joe Biden is in command of this country. He is not. If reelected, he won't do much. His shadowy progressive advisors will be running the show because they are now. And that is the truth. But you will not hear it on CBS. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Mark says, hey, Bill, you said in your memo that the majority of Americans have had it with President Biden. Okay, if you say so. But if that's true, how is he getting near 50% against Trump? Because people don't like Trump. That's why. You think anybody's supporting Biden? It's all an anti-Trump play. Glenda, the American people, other than progressives, want the border closed. Shut the border, and they will quit coming. I think we should have a massive protest in the country demanding the border be shut. They tried that in Texas at Eagle Pass. It didn't really coalesce. No, we're not seeing protests against the open border. Dennis, at some point, Bill, can these perpetuating fraud be held accountable? No. Politicians are indemnified from any of that, or else they'd be sued every single day. William, thank you for the good, concise analysis of the border security bill. You're welcome, William. That's why we are here. That's why I hope you invest your time with us. We will always tell you the truth. Mark Ritter, Philadelphia. Bill, I have a few questions. What happens to a country when its government is so corrupt it forces the governed to rebel? Are we getting closer to that point? Look, you want to rebel against the government, you can peacefully protest, you can move. Americans can go anywhere they want in the world. You could run for office locally, whatever, little variety of ways. But there's not going to be a violent insurrection in this country. Not in our lifetime. Not going to happen. In a moment, something you might not know.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Now, the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 8 years ago today, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders both appeared on CBS News. The presidential candidates at the time delivered their final remarks to Democrats in the Granite State. 2 days later, the voters had their say. Here is the story of the 2016 New Hampshire primary. Just 48 hours before Election Day, Hillary and Bernie both spoke with Face the Nation host John Dickerson. During the back-to-back interviews, Clinton touted her experience and moderate record.
Senator Sanders has a lot more time in elective office than I do, and I find that sort of an amusing contrast. He's been an elected official for 25 years, far longer than I was. I think I bring a great mix of experience, and I think being a woman is a big part of how I see problems, how I think about solving problems, what I believe is absolutely foundational, starting with children and their lives.
Bernie Sanders then attacked the former First Lady's support for the war in Iraq.
On the most important issue of our time, I was right, Hillary Clinton was wrong. This is the same argument made against Barack Obama in 2008. I will assemble a top-notch foreign policy team, and we will provide excellent and strong foreign policy for the people of the United States. What I believe right now is that we have got to learn the lessons of Iraq, and that is that the United States of America cannot do it alone, that we have to work in coalition. We have to work in coalition with major countries and with Muslim countries whose troops will be on the ground.
On February 9, 2016, the senator from Vermont smoked Hillary by 22 points, winning every county in New Hampshire. The final vote was 60-38%. The battle to secure the nomination dragged on another 4 months. By the convention, Hillary had won 34 states and the majority of the delegates. She was officially selected to be the nominee in June. Of course, the general election did not end well for Secretary Clinton. On November 8, 2016, the former First Lady was defeated by Donald Trump. She remains very bitter about that to this day. Back after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.